Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had a dream hygienist yesterday.
Oh.
The world's most perfect hygienist at the dentist.
Oh, tell me about him.
I know. I was thinking about you actually while I was laying there, Katie.
Were you?
Because you hate the dentist so much.
I know.
And I was like, oh, this feels good to get my teeth clean. So I walked in. She said, hey, how are you? I said, hey, things are great. Any issues? Nah. All right, let me do some quick x-rays.
Cool.
All right, lean back in your chair. Open up. Okie dokie. And then we didn't talk for about the next 30 minutes or so.
Oh.
She did her business. No questions. Just got her done. Rinsed, spit, flossed, buffed, polished. You want me to set you up for next 6 months? I was like, hells to the yes.
There you go.
So nice.
It was so nice.
You know what? Because the last dentist appointment I went to, you're right. Like, as soon as she put her whole hand in my mouth, mm-hmm. she's like, so, any vacation plans coming up? And I was like, how do I answer this? You want me to sign language? Like, you know?
You know, and I'll step back. There was two questions asked during the visit, and they were both from me, actually.
Oh.
Because she took a break to fiddle on her little table there, whatever. And I go, hey, quick question. Has anybody ever thrown up on you?
You just
and
wanna
she
know.
Laughed. She's
yeah.
like, I go, because I've heard stories. And she's like, me personally, no. She's like, but we've had a couple people puke because they were doing the imprints, like to get trays or something.
Yeah.
And they shove your mouth so full of that goo. To get the imprint, she's like, we've had a couple people throw up.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then she went back to work. And then there was another quick little lull, and I go, I got another question for you. Has anybody bit you? And she laughed again. She's like, actually, yes. She's like, I've had a lot of people bite me.
Well, I'm sure just completely on accident.
On accident.
Like, you just close your mouth. And, I'm sorry. I did not mean.
She said mostly kids.
Yeah.
Because she used
to
be pediatric dentistry, so she had a lot of kids. And she's like, and it's funny how many people will be in here. She's like, and my hands will be in their mouth. And they kind of drift off to sleep a little bit and just start biting. She's like, hey.
Don't grind on my finger.
So anyway, no cavities, good to go, back in 6 months, in and out, Katie Cat.
Oh, I wish I had your teeth.
I know you hate it so much.
I do. Well, again, the diastema, the space in between my teeth makes it for a very adventurous dental trip every single time. Like, they always like, oh, guess what we found this time? I don't want to know.
She's like, there's a watch in here.
I know.
Whose watch is this?
Yeah, a whole civilization of people in here.
There's
like,
an entire Skittle in between your teeth. They pull it out. They're like,
I know.
So I went right from the dentist across the street to a gym because I've been toying around with getting back into a regular gym because we've been doing the rec centers, which are, they're fine, but they don't have the equipment I want, and they're generally full of, I'm not trying to be ageist, but a lot of really old people that just kind of park it on the machines. They're very slow, and it's like, come on, I just want to get in my workout, blah, 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 blah.
Well, and let's be honest, your time of day working out is a lot like theirs, so it's
prime, and, you know, and I've said it on the air before, good for them. And I hope I am that person still rocking it at 80 in the gym in my jeans and a belt.
Jeans. Maybe not in the jeans.
And a tucked in dress shirt working out and walking on the treadmill. I hope I'm that
loafers.
Guy. Katie, you have no idea. I hope I'm that guy. But I was like, I need to get back to a gym. And I walked in this gym and I was like, I'm home. I am home here. So I signed up for a gym membership. And I will say the one part about that is awkward when you walk in and you like want to scope the place out.
Yeah.
And then there I am walking around in my jeans and my t-shirt, just standing there watching people on the treadmill. They're looking at me like, who's this guy?
Yeah,
you know,
right?
And you're walking around. I will say the location I'm going to go to is kind of neat. They've got those hydro massage things. Have you seen those?
Oh, and the I have water unlimited, massage.
Yeah, the water massage. I have unlimited access to that. I've never experienced that before. And again, another very awkward situation when you walk into the room and somebody's laying there in that thing and it's like, I'm just standing there smiling, looking at them.
You like that?
How is it?
So can rate it 1 to 10.
Is it getting your butt? Because I'm going to come right in and have it do my butt. Nonstop butt action. Thank you very much. But I'm excited. I'm getting back to the gym.
Oh, jeez.
Butt action?
Nonstop. butt action.
Really?
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
That's how we're starting the show today? That's it, huh?
I saw an in, and I took it.
You definitely saw it. Well, it's more of an out.
Yeah, right?